We're wrapping up a nice autumn day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon were a few degrees warmer than yesterday. That combined with some nice breaks of sunshine really did make it feel quite pleasant, especially after we had a couple of rather gloomy days across the region. Clouds, though, were coming back into the picture already this afternoon. High clouds are pushing in from the west. Those clouds are in association with a cold front that will come across the area late tonight into tomorrow morning. So as the front comes in, clouds will thicken up this evening, and we're likely to see a round of precipitation coming up tonight. Some rain showers are likely, and across the higher elevations, we're likely to see a mix of rain and snow. Accumulations look to be generally quite light, anywhere from a covering to an inch or two across the higher terrain. And in our valley locations, it looks to stay just rain, though kind of a chilly rain. Showers are expected to break out this evening, mainly west of the Hudson River. So west of the Hudson River, showers are possible before midnight. For most of the area, showers will develop around and after the midnight hour. And then heading into tomorrow, we'll have clouds and showers in the morning. Again, there may be some areas of snow across the higher terrain. The front will push off to the east during the morning, and the showers then will become a little more spotty in nature through the second half of the day, though you may still want to have that umbrella handy as a few raindrops or even snowflakes are possible into tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will range anywhere from the upper 30s to low and mid 40s, and it will be a bit on the breezy side as well, so it'll be another heavy coat kind of day on top of needing that umbrella from time to time. We get another break in the action on Friday with dry weather, some sunshine. Temperatures, though, will be on the cool side, cooler than today, only around 40 degrees across much of the area. And then our next system will arrive on Saturday with clouds and a chance for rain. And on Saturday, there could even be a little wintry precipitation, again, mainly focused in the higher terrain as the storm begins on Saturday morning. We'll have more on that in the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely. A mix of rain and snow is possible in the higher terrain, with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers. Some wet snow is possible in the higher terrain. Breezy, high 38 to 46. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely. A mix of rain and snow is possible in the higher elevations, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers. Some wet snow is possible in the higher terrain, turning breezy, high 38 to 46. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, breezy, high 46 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely. A mix of rain and snow is possible in the higher terrain, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, breezy, fairly raw, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 30s to low 40s, and on Saturday, cloudy with rain likely. Some snow is possible, especially at the onset in the higher terrain, high 38 to 46. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.